And we are now on, and now Sunday, March 2nd on the East Coast, after one of the biggest events in the 21st century of wrestling. I'm not kidding. Just happened at the Elimination Chamber in Toronto. Nikki, tell us what happened.
Bianca Belair whipped the shit out of Liv Morgan. Oh, wait. That's not the one. That's not what you're thinking.
Jade
Cargill beat the crap out of Naomi?
No, that I expected.
Randy Orton came back and beat the crap out of KO?
No. Nope.
What we're talking about is at the very end of the show. The big decision. Let me set the stage for everyone here.
Right.
John Cena is celebrating his win in the Elimination Chamber that I think everybody in our group picked to win the chamber.
Not me, damn it. Fuck, shit.
Don't worry, Carl. I got everything else wrong. So Cody comes out to essentially congratulate Cena and looking forward to facing him at WrestleMania. Yes, it would have been face-face. I would have been okay with that. But the final boss and some dude named Travis Scott walked out with him.
One of the hottest rappers around, by the way.
That's news to me.
And one of the biggest sneaker guys in the world right now.
Okay.
If you got a Travis Scott Nike shoe, it's pretty big. Okay?
All right. So they get in the ring and Rock's like, okay, Cody. What are we doing here? Just remember, if you say yes, everything I've promised you will come to fruition and the nightmare lives forever. You say no, well, the dream dies. So what's it going to be?
May I quote?
Please.
Hey, Rock, go fuck yourself. And they kept that in.
Yes, they did not censor that. And I'm very proud of the censors in the truck. Thank you for not bleeping out all the holy shit chances. There was about five of them in the Owens-Sammy match.
Oh, and by the way, he said that with his chest. Okay? He said that with his chest. So then Cena was like, oh, shit. Yeah, what's going on? Oh, my God. And he hugs John Cena.
Now Cena's face gets a little Cena's face gets a little weird as Rock is just smiling and waiting, and after as soon as the hug was starting to get a little uncomfortable, Rock makes a simple gesture across his throat. The next thing you know, Cena has pulled off Bash at the Beach 96.
Kicks
Cody in the sack, starts pummeling the hell out of him. Travis Scott gets involved. Rock is enjoying this. He jumps in at some point, starts whipping him with the Cody Soul Belt to a stunned audience. Now, to be fair, we've joked about this. I'm going to go around the table. Starting with you, Jason, did you think they were actually going to do this?
Absolutely. Had no issue with this. I did.
I'm not asking. It's not a complaint. It's just a observation.
No. I knew this was coming. I felt this was coming. Because Cena doing the nostalgia tour is good, but you gotta switch it up a little bit. Make a twist. Make it smell different. Make it, you know. And the heel turn is perfect. It's great. He has not been heel for 21 years, correct?
That is correct. He started turning.
Apparently.
I'm sorry?
Something like that, because.
They reported well, doctor 22. Taken off,
okay, because, yeah, his face turn was coming up in late 03, early 04, when Uncle Paul was running SmackDown. And people were pulling for Cena because Uncle Paul was the complete anti-ECW.
Right.
And trying to make a clean product.
Right.
a clean product while he's hiding out and macking on Donna Marie. But that's beside the point. I attended a house show around that time. I believe Bear was with me when Uncle Paul was banning Cena from the show, and Cena comes out anyway. And my dear Uncle Paul blows a gasket. No, for a solid minute.
Right.
No. Cena looks at him, kind of curls his finger, points it at Paulie, and goes, like he's graffitiing Paulie in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Face turn. So, yeah. Cena has joked about, you know, being a bad guy. How about a little heel turn?
Well, yeah, a little twist, a little heel turn. I was at that particular promo, but this now feels fresh, different, and important. So the person who sold their soul was not Cody, but Cena. And look at it also from a huge continuity theft. Okay. Okay, let's all go back to, I'll even go back to far as 1999, okay?
Okay.
Cena wasn't around then, but Rock was starting to make movies, right? Around then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Maybe a little later than that, but yeah, somewhere in that time frame.
Somewhere in that time frame where he started to make the Mummy Returns, etc. And then Hollywood Rock was 2003-ish, right? Something like that? Okay.
Yeah, because that's when he has tete-a-tete with Hurricane.
Right. And then Cena had that big thing, you know, the once-in-a-lifetime, twice-in-a-year, WrestleMania 28 and 29, you know, Rock brings it via satellite, right?
Yeah.
Remember all that? Okay.
Oh yeah, and Cena just dissing the hell out of Rock for claiming, you know, that these people were still his people, yet here he is running off and making movies. John Cena's doing the exact same thing.
And now, the two biggest box office people, two of the, I'll add Dave into the mix, okay?
Yeah.
Batista, okay. But two of the biggest wrestling box office icons are now together. It's corporate Cena, and it's continuity all over again. If you can't beat them, join them.
Right. And like I said, I was good either way. I'm actually pleasantly surprised that Cena's doing this, because Cody as evil EVP working with Rock would have been just as fun. But this is, as we say on the show, a better story. So, Eamon, what do you think about all of this?
I personally loved it. It was, well, as you said, it was something that the fans have been clamoring for years. Then we finally got it, but I didn't know Cena was going to go full Dominic Mysterio route and just kick Cody's fair square in the nuts. I was expecting him to, like, clothesline the hell out of him or something, but as always, a kick in the balls always helps. just to really stick it in there.
Oh, AJ's backstage going, the hell, that's what's supposed to happen to me anyway. Oh, sorry,
gimmick infringement. Anyway, but it even gets better. Cena was supposed to do the press conference, right? So he goes in full face clothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Grabs the microphone out of the little mic tripod,
mm-hmm.
holds it up, drops it on the table, and leaves. Brilliant.
Oh, actually, I thought it was a little bit more symbolic like that? Than that. I mean,
he dropped it like that.
All right,
cool.
But what were you saying, Shane?
You know, I think it was a little bit more symbolic than that. Like, this was to, like, look, because Cena wasn't just looking at the microphone. He was looking at the WWE symbol in general on the microphone. Didn't say a word and just dropped it. So I think that's Cena's way of saying, like, I'm done being company Cena. I'm now thinking only about me. We're doing things on my time.
And backstage, he's like, Cody, you good with taking the helm? Yeah, sure, boss. No worries, I've already done it. You know? Mm-hmm. Because he is the face.
So, but, no, like I said, I'm cool with it.
I am very cool with it, but now here plays this question, okay?
Yeah.
Where does The Rock fit in physically? Not, you know, because we all know over the next 6 weeks, Dwayne is going, the final boss is going to make Cody's life hell. We all know this.
Yes. Okay?
He's not going to make the road to WrestleMania easy, because this is also continuity part two. Okay? Because remember, he was supposed to face Roman at 40, and he's like, no, you took my spot. Okay?
Yeah.
This has been building for a fucking year. This is not new. This is not out of the ordinary. It's, as Rock said, once he eventually got there in that winding press conference, it's the long game. And he is playing the long game.
Yeah. And, you know, so, okay, then I will pose this. We know Rock's motivation in this. Where's Roman going to fit into this?
Well, actually, that was something that felt like a fan had actually brought up, where this would have actually been a perfect moment for it, because we were all sitting there just watching Cody get the hell beaten out of him by both Rock and Cena.
With a little Travis Scott.
This would have been the perfect time to pull the trigger for Roman to come out and save Cody, because he says that Cody's earned his respect, and this would have been a perfect time for the Tribal Chief to come back and scare off Cena and Rock, and then just point at Rock and say, just point at Rock, basically saying, like, me and you. I think it's very clear Rock's definitely not doing a match at Mania. Like, if they're not pulling the trigger tonight with Roman, if he doesn't come out next week, on Monday or Friday, then it's not happening.
Well, and the chamber in general set up several other matches that we should be seeing at Mania. We're going to get Rollins Punk Part 2, where I'm looking forward to them topping what they did at the January 6th show.
Mm-hmm.
Damian Priest and Drew McIntyre. I've still been waiting for Finn Balor to put his nose into everything, but I haven't seen him.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna get Naomi and Cargill.
Correct. While Bianca is facing probably Rhea.
Yes.
It could be a triple threat with Rhea and EO, depending on how situations go.
Some of the commentary suggested, hey, we teased Bianca Rhea a couple of times in NXT. This has never happened. So,
has Rhea seriously never faced Bianca? I feel like we have had this match before.
Let me see.
I wish Statboy was here. He could look. He would give us an answer.
Okay.
All right. Live research.
Yeah, just keep talking, folks.
I was wondering the same thing with Bayley, because I was like, if Bayley wins this, is this just so Rhea can complete the four horsewomen or four horsewomen card? Because she's beaten Charlotte, she's beaten Becky. I think she's beaten Sasha. I'm not too sure
I was going to say, did she actually get to check to face Sasha before she and Naomi took off?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's...
That's an interesting tidbit there. So I'm not sure.
But you did bring up Finn, Nikki. He's definitely going to be involved in Mania. I think the rumors that we've heard are going to be correct. Braun Breaker will be defending his IC title in a multi-person match.
You know, I got a question for y'all.
Sure.
Okay.
Was Scott smoking in the ring before the turn happened?
Yes.
Yeah, that was Sage, as Michael Cole called it. It was Sage.
Yeah.
I just looked back at a close-up clip of the slap he gave Cody. Oh, that was a hard shot, too.
No, he didn't hold back. He slapped the piss out of Cody.
Yeah, he slapped the shit out of him, just like Rock said. Anyway, my quick thoughts.
Okay.
Fucking brilliant, well done, well thought out. Face versus face would have not have worked.
Agreed.
I don't know.
You got to turn somebody heel, and think about it, guys. Cena's never won a title as a heel.
By the way, it has happened before. Rhea Ripley defeated Bianca on the NXT House Show Tour.
So it's not,
but not on live
they have,
TV.
But they haven't officially faced each other, if you know what I mean.
Correct.
Anyway, so yeah, Cena's never had any championship as a heel, is what I'm getting at.
Did he have the U.S. title as a heel? That's why it was a spinner?
No, it wasn't. It was after his heel run.
Okay.
Yeah, no, Cena was never,
Cena was never
a champion as a heel.
Against Big Show.
Okay.
And he never was a heel again after that.
Yep.
Now I have to ask this. Now that Cena has turned, right?
Yeah.
Does he win the belt?
I'm not going to say anything yet because I have no clue. But I will say maybe eventually this year, yes. But I don't know if it's going to be at Mania.
Actually, I think it'd be kind of fun if he won it at Mania and then all the faces chase him. That you essentially have a stampede chasing Cena all over the country up till the end of the year, and people are thinking, oh my God, he's going to retire with the belt.
Right.
When's his last match officially supposed to be?
Sometime in December,
yeah.
So, December, okay. Way I can see this playing out, yes, they could give Cena the championship at Mania just to solidify Cena's heel turn. And then have Cody reclaim it around SummerSlam. Do Cena Cody 2 at SummerSlam. But It's a matter of like the faces that you have to have him facing building up to SummerSlam, because you've got to do Cena and Orton one last time.
Yes.
And Cena Punk one time.
Yes, because, oh, by the way, I got that vibe when the two of them were jawing at each other when they had the ring to themselves while Seth was recovering on the grating. I'm sitting here thinking...
What? 9 months, so let's just enjoy it while we can.
Yeah.
So
let him make magic.
Yeah. So if Cena does win at WrestleMania, then the next pay per view is Backlash in Mexico. So
I don't know.
Let's see where it goes from here first before I make an official pick.
Yeah, it's still way too early.
We've got six weeks to go.
Right, we've got 6 weeks to go, and I am pleasantly surprised with the way this is going. Give credit to John, you know, to Now, let me ask you this. Do you think this was in place for a while when we didn't know it yet? Because I do.
I'm sure it was, G.
Hell yeah, been... someone...
Go ahead, Justine.
There you go, Nikki. There you go.
Okay, oh, then...
Somebody go.
Okay, well, Brock said something at the press conference that intrigued me. The fact that, you know, that this turn was a risk. Because they know how much money they make with super babyface Cena. So, this was probably on the table, but they had to have an alternative plan in case the crowd shit on it, which could have happened.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't. They didn't.
No, it didn't. So
all the longtime fans have said, finally, yes.
Right.
No, but oh, sorry, you got Nikki.
Well, and Rock also brought up WrestleMania 18, the whole shenanigans with him and Hogan, where the crowd just decided, no, we're going to cheer for Hogan because we miss Hulk Hogan and screw you, Rock. And the two of them looked at each other and said, well, shit, now what do we do?
We're fucked. Let's change this.
Yeah, all right, exactly. That's what they want, then let's give it to them.
All right, yeah. Start working on the fly.
Right, but are we going to get a WrestleMania kickoff press conference like we did last year? I don't know.
Yes.
Probably.
You bet your ass you will.
Let's see how many people start fights. Because there's no way go ahead, Shane.
I'll just say, you've got to do that. Especially now that Cena's heel. Like, can you imagine the face-off between him and Cody? How many people are going to tune in just to see those two, like, push each other and try and smack each other around? Like, we know how good Cena is on the mic. Now that he is heel, can you imagine the outlandish stuff he is going to say?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, but
is it going to be believable?
Hell yeah, it'll be believable. I mean, I believed Cena when he got there in the post press conference after Rumble and said, you know what? I'm done. I've been a veteran here for so long. Like, I don't have to prove myself. I've proved myself. I'm putting myself in the Elimination Chamber, and because that's best for business. I truly believe Cena believes that.
And I'll make another parallel here. When Roman first came back in 2020 with his thing with before we knew that he was working with Uncle Paul, a lot of people saw him staying as a face because Vince. But as Roman evolved into the tribal chief, he essentially got to vent all of his frustrations when he was trying to be a face from 2014 after the breakup of the Shield till his leukemia announcement in 2018. He could say what he really felt, and that resonated. Cena is going to be able to say, you know what? It really hurt me that you guys kept saying I sucked. No matter how awesome a job I was doing here, screw you guys.
You know what's great about
all of you guys?
Thing?
Yeah,
he did a make a wish before the event.
No shit.
Oh, Cena.
Yes.
Nice. Well, perfect. Okay. Now, okay. I need your fantasy booking hat. Okay.
Oh,
always handy.
Done. There you go.
Okay. Thank you. How, what does Cena say to justify what happened?
Have him drop the mic the first time.
I don't want him to say anything for like... Yeah, I don't want him to say anything for a couple of weeks.
Say nothing first. Drop the mic again. Make him wait.
Okay. Right. Oh, very good. Right.
Milk it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's gonna go back to shoot that movie anyway.
Okay.
I mean,
truth goes back to Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, you got it, Nikki.
Well, since he does have to go back and shoot a movie, this is something he's done before. You know, he's flown in from, you know, the other side of the planet, worked a couple of shows, and then went back to set. This is perfect. He goes off to finish his movie.
And they go on the world tour.
Right. And every time they try to... Mm-hmm. Right. And they're going to, you know, they keep trying to get a hold of Cena, or they might actually get him on the screen. He just kind of sneers and turns the call off. You don't get an answer until he's done with his movie and he's back to do final whatever for Mania. And then he just says, look.
He's filming Matchbox right now, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to do that. And then he's going to join. He's already advertised for the European tour.
All right. And here's the negative side of that. Here's the negative side of that. You've just done the hottest heel turn of the year, if not the last few years.
No, how about the last 30 years?
Well, no. Since Seth Rollins in 2015.
14.
Since Seth Rollins in 2015.
Sorry, y'all. I put this as big as the NWO formation.
Wow. Okay.
I'd put it as that.
I believe that.
So the NWO thing and the Shield breakup are pretty much parallel to me, but remember when I started watching religiously.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But yeah, the thing of...
European tour real quick. Go ahead.
The thing of Cena not talking or not appearing for weeks on end, I give Cody credit. Cody's great on the mic, but people are not going to tune in if they think that Cena is just going to keep brushing this off and being like, oh, I'm not giving you my response and things like that. And then Cody's basically having a feud with the final boss, trying to get words in with the final boss if he can't get Cena, because people are going to be like, what's the point? Because as Punk brought up on Raw this past week, Cena's doing his farewell tour, but he's not here.
That's right. Cena is not full time. Logan Paul has appeared more times than Cena has.
Which reminds me, where does Logan Paul land in all this? Because he's not going to miss a Mania.
Logan, who eliminated Logan?
Hey, what? I got it up here real quick before we end this thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They do not have a live event, non-televised live event, until they go to Germany on the 15th.
Okay.
Everything is televised up until then. They got Buffalo tomorrow, NXT in Orlando, then Philly for SmackDown, then MSG for Raw.
I was saying, when Cena does appear, he needs to come out with a new theme.
No. He needs to dress in his suits. He needs to dress in his suits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Gold Jericho 08-09 2010. Suits.
Yeah, suits, but you still want him coming out to like baby face, my time is now.
No,
I think he switches back to his original theme.
No. He's gonna come out to that generic theme he was coming out to before he picked up the Doctor of Thugonomics thing. Or they're gonna take anthem from whatever movie he's shooting right now, or something that didn't end up in the bargain bin after it left the theaters.
Nikki Heyman is calling it right now, ladies and gentlemen. John Cena comes out to his prototype theme. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Why not? Yeah,
sure. Sure.
No, he's going to come out to something that Scott has done or will do for him.
Right.
After that, when they go to England,
They're not back in the U.S. for a televised event until SmackDown on the 4th of April.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we got the long way to go here.
We had a long way to go to... Long way to go to the road to WrestleMania, and we will be covering that on next week's show. We'll have a more detailed recap of the Elimination Chamber and more follow-up from the biggest heel turn since 2014, since Seth Rollins was Plan B. Nikki, you want to take us home?
Absolutely. We, as you can tell, we all enjoyed Elimination Chamber, enjoyed the surprises, enjoyed the moments. And now it does feel like the road to WrestleMania. So we need to get back on the road, guys. So for Jason Block, for Bad News Beeman, for the Chief High Muckety Muck Carl Chenier, my name is Nikki Heyman. You're listening to the North American Wrestling Connection bonus footage. Now let's get out of here and we'll see everybody next week.